These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 7th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced that starting with Chrome 82, the browser will warn users before starting mixed content downloads or non-HTTPS downloads started on secure pages. The initial rollout will warn about executable files, which would then be blocked from downloading in Chrome 83. Archive file types, PDFs, and Word docs and image files will receive download warnings in each subsequent Chrome version, then be blocked in the version after that, with all mixed content downloads blocked in Chrome 86 for the desktop. Mobile versions of Chrome will have these policies delayed by one version. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security bought access to a commercial database that logs locations of millions of smartphones in the U.S. for the purposes of immigration and border enforcement. DHS confirmed that it bought access to such a database, but it did not say how it was used. Locations are pulled from installed apps where the user granted permission to track location, including games, weather, and e-commerce apps. In 2018, the Supreme Court ruled in Carpenter versus the United States that accessing historical records with cell phone location data without a warrant violated the Fourth Amendment. But government lawyers reportedly approved the program because the information was available through numerous commercial ad exchanges, and as a commercial buyer, the ruling did not apply. A WhatsApp flaw discovered by researcher Gal Wiseman at Perimeter X showed how an attacker could use cross-site scripting attacks to read the files on macOS and Windows versions of WhatsApp by using a specially crafted text message and then get contents of files on the computer. WhatsApp's desktop was implemented using the Electron software framework, which lets developers create cross-platform applications based on web and browser technologies, but relies on developers to deploy secure Electron apps. Last month, the New York Times reported on the company Clearview AI, which offers image recognition to around 600 law enforcement agencies based on a database of 3 billion images scraped from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, Twitter, and other online platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube confirmed they have all sent cease and desist letters to Clearview, saying the scraping of images violates policies and demands it stop accessing and using the images. In an interview with CBS, Clearview CEO Juan Tontat argued it had a First Amendment right to access data in the public domain. Facebook argues that its terms forbid any scraping, and YouTube said its terms explicitly forbid collecting data that can be used to identify a person. Russian security researcher Vladislav Yamak published details of a vulnerability in firmware for chips from Huawei-owned HiSilicon. The chips are often used by other manufacturers in products like security cameras, network video recorders, and DVRs. Yamak said the exploit combines four security bugs that were previously reported as far back as March 2013, March 2017, July 2017, and September 2017. The combined vulnerability would let an attacker access Telnet and log in to a device to gain root access. Yamak did not report the vulnerability to HiSilicon before making it public, claiming he does not trust the company to fix the issue since they have left these previously known vulnerabilities unpatched. Yamak has made proof of concept code available on GitHub for users to test whether the devices are vulnerable. You can either stop using the devices or restrict network access to these devices to trusted users, especially on device ports 23, 9530, and 9527, the ports that can be exploited in attacks. Checkpoint Software discovered a vulnerability in Philips Hue light bulbs that would upload a malicious over-the-air update to affect color and brightness of the bulb. If that caused the owner to reset and re-add the bulb to its network, as it might, the exploit could then trigger a buffer overflow and take control of the Philips hub. Checkpoint notes the vulnerability takes advantage of the Zigbee communications protocol and therefore may be replicable in other products that use Zigbee. Philips has issued a patch. Google told affected users of its backup photo service Google Takeout that between November 21st and November 25th, some videos in Google Photos were incorrectly exported to unrelated users' archives. Google also says that backups made during that five-day period may be incomplete. Google says it has resolved the issue that caused the problem and suggests deleting any export made in November. Google told 9to5 Google that 0.01% of photos users were affected. Facebook Messenger Kids now has an option for parents to be able to see more details about who their children are messaging with, if there are video calls being made, and a history of anyone they've blocked. Parents will also see a log of recent images their child send and receive, with the option to remove and report if it's inappropriate, and can log them out of any device remotely. Parents can also download all of a child's information, like the data download feature available in the main Facebook app. Twitter announced it has identified and shut down what it deemed a large network of fake accounts, as well as many others located in a wide range of countries, that were abusing a bug in Twitter's Android app, letting people submit millions of phone numbers through an official API, which returned the associated user account. In the European Union, connecting a phone number is an opt-in feature, but for the rest of the world, it's opt-out. In a statement, Twitter wrote, "We observed a particularly high volume of requests coming from individual IP addresses located within Iran, Israel, and Malaysia. It is possible that some of these IP addresses may have ties to state-sponsored actors." Finally, digital artist Simon Weckert created a virtual traffic jam on Google Maps using a wagon filled with 99 smartphones. Google confirmed to 9to5 Google that this dense collection of phones showed Google Maps a high concentration of users moving slowly in a small area, causing the road the artist was on to be marked in red and routing other drivers around to avoid the congestion. According to a Google spokesperson, quote, "We've launched the ability to distinguish between cars and motorcycles in several countries, including India, Indonesia, and Egypt, though we haven't quite cracked traveling by wagon. We appreciate seeing creative uses of Google Maps like this, as it helps us make maps work better over time." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.